An arrest was made on Friday for a double murder that took place at the communications station on Coast Guard Base Kodiak last spring. Suspect James Michael Jim Wells is expected to appear in court this week. From Kodiak, KMXT's Brianna Gibbs has the story.
On the morning of April 12th of last year, U.S. Coast Guard's electrician's mate First Class James Hopkins and retired chief bosun's mate Richard Belisle were found by co-workers shot to death in one of the buildings at the Coast Guard communications station. Belisle was working for the Coast Guard as a civilian contractor at the time, as was the accused Jim Wells. FBI spokesman Eric Gonzalez said the 61-year-old Wells was taken into custody on Friday after a sealed federal arrest warrant was issued. Gonzalez said the complaint, or affidavit, is sealed and will remain so until Wells appears in court, which is expected sometime this week in Anchorage. This means the underlying details and facts leading up to the arrest remain confidential. Gonzalez did not say what the motive in the killings might have been. On Saturday, Wells' wife, Nancy, told the Associated Press that she had full faith in her husband's innocence and none in the quality of the investigation. She declined any further comment. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reported that Richard Belisle's daughter, Amy Belisle, and his wife, Nicola Belisle, were in Anchorage when they learned of the arrest. Amy Belisle told the Mirror she and her mother were overjoyed that finally something had happened. She said the arrest offers a little bit more closure, but also expressed sadness for Wells' family. She said she feels sorry that someone else's family is now going to be torn apart. Wells' arrest on Friday came after 10 months of investigation, led by the FBI and the Coast Guard Investigative Service, along with Alaska State Troopers. In Kodiak, I'm Brianna Gibbs.